Hi, I'm Avery Canfield, and this is Walk of a Lifetime, my submission to the Paul Engle Glory of Senses Essay Contest. I grabbed my white and black pit bull's brand new light purple leash off a coat hook right next to the door, and I beckoned for him. Crash, wanna go for a walk? All of a sudden, I heard some rustling in the living room as he got up. Then I heard his paw slipping and sliding on the freshly cleaned wood floor as he sprinted towards my voice. I fell back as he jumped on me. Man, he is one excited boy. I stood up still laughing. Crash, sit. He looked at me like I was an alien. I repeated myself. Crash, sit. This time, he processed my words and sat down. I hooked the leash onto the small loop in his collar. I pulled my iPhone out of my pocket and looked at the time. It was 3:50. I thought, CJ is about to get out of school. I wonder if he would want to come along. I'll walk up to Southdale just in case. I opened the front door. The sun blinded me as I walked onto my front patio. Crash darted down the stairs into the driveway, making me jolt forward from his force. I walked down my boring street, seeing the occasional squirrel or rabbit running around. Crash seemed to know exactly where we were going. He kept trudging along for the next block, leading the way to Southdale. As we walked closer to Southdale, I began to feel nostalgia for my old elementary school. Avery, Crash, my younger brother yelled and ran at us, breaking my reminiscent thoughts. He had his black, shiny trumpet case in his hand, and his long, dark brown hair was flopping up and down as he ran to me. What you doing? He asked, squatting down to pet the dog. Just taking the dog for a walk. I kind of want to venture out to Orchard Hill. Want to come? I asked, trying to navigate the path in my head. Yeah, sure. Let me go put my trumpet in the band room for Mop to grab on her way out, he yelled over his shoulder. He sprinted to the band room and back as I texted my mom, letting her know that I had him. Ready to go? I asked my now sweaty brother. For sure, he ecstatically replied. As we walked around the school, I started to reminisce again. My brother must have noticed. You miss it? He asked, referring to Southdale. Yeah, I do. Things used to be so easy. I laughed. We turned the corner onto Orchard Drive, and I started to imagine driving to the baseball field at Orchard Hill Elementary with my dad. With every step we accumulated, I became more and more confused as to where to go. I thought that we go this way, my brother decided. He pointed to the right down a street I didn't recognize. Are you sure, bud? I think that we keep going straight, I said, trying to refer back to my memory of the way to Orchard. I know the way. I've driven there so many times, I thought. What is going on? No, Avery, I really think that we go this way, my brother replied as he turned right. I sighed in reply and followed him. By this time, Crash was happily prancing ahead of us. Occasionally, he stopped to smell a pile of leaves or a fire hydrant. Oh my goodness, I have my phone with me. I could just look up the way. I laughed as I pulled my phone out of my back pocket. I opened my phone and Googled a map to try and help us get there. I looked at that map and compared it to the things around me. So by the looks of this, I guess you're right. When we get up there, we take a right and then go straight, I said with confidence. Alrighty, then here we go, he said as he pet the dog. I looked at the time once again. It was 4:15, so things were on track to be a quick walk. We were walking down the path I had drawn up in my mind when we came upon a neighborhood I had never seen before. The houses were huge and luxurious with flourishing gardens all around the perimeter. I was mesmerized by this neighborhood, but this just gave me further confidence that we were lost. Uh-oh, CJ, I think I got us way, way lost. I laughed as he looked at me. Just use your phone again, he replied with a laugh. No, I'm going to get us there myself. Let's just keep walking and see where we go, I said, continuing to the left, and followed me. We kept taking different left and right turns, hoping to find somewhere that we were familiar with. All of a sudden, we took a turn, and I recognized where we were. It wasn't anywhere near where I wanted to be. Oh my gosh, CJ, we're by Annie's house, which means we just did a whole circle and ended up back by Southdale with no sign of Orchard Hill. I sighed and laughed. Well, let's try this way, I guess. Also, it's your turn to take the dog. My brother took the dog gladly. We took a left onto a street that I knew, so I knew that we were going in general right direction. Only that didn't last long, because before we knew it, we were lost again. Avery, what if I choose the directions now? My brother asked me. He was obviously tired. No way, brother. I'm going to get us there. I told him as I stumbled forward. CJ and I both saw a woman up ahead raking her leaves. Crash instantly ran up to her, wanting attention from someone other than my brother and I. Wow, isn't it such a lovely day? She said, petting Crash. Oh man, it's such a nice day, especially after being in the 30s the other day, I replied. She laughed and agreed with me. She started talking to us about her dog and how we should really bring Crash over to play with her dog sometime. Our conversation came to an end, and CJ and I continued on our journey. Man, I really hope we're close. My legs are getting tired, CJ complained to me. Oh, come on, stop being such a weenie. I laughed and playfully punched him on the shoulder. Just kidding, I'm getting kind of tired too. For the next block or so, CJ trailed behind me. He caught up and we let Crash lead the way. Oh my goodness, Avery, there it is! I heard my brother yell from behind me, pointing to his left through a line of trees. I looked in the direction that he pointed and saw a group of four or five boys playing baseball on the field. Yes, CJ, we're close, I said excitedly, getting all my lost energy back. I followed the sound of the boys yelling in the outfield fence. We turned right one more time, and instantly I knew we were at the entrance of Orchard Hill Park. I stopped and laughed, looking at the time once again. Holy buckets, dude! It's 5:20. We were lost for so long. I looked over, and my brother was laughing his butt off. Avery, I'm only 12, and I don't think you should be able to drive by yourself yet. I rolled my eyes and smiled. We walked towards the small park. CJ handed me the dog's leash and ran ahead of me. He jumped onto the little merry-go-round with horses. Oh, dang, these are hot, he said, jumping off a horse. I bet they do sit out in the sun all day, I said. I walked over and sat on the swings. As I was watching my brother to make sure he wasn't doing anything dumb, I felt something hitting my ankles. I looked down and saw Crash digging vigorously in the dirt. CJ, we gotta go, or Crash is gonna dig to China, I said, dragging Crash away from his masterpiece of a mess. CJ walked over and filled in the hole Crash had made. Hey, what if I lead the way home? CJ asked me as we were leaving. Hey, I got us there, didn't I? I replied. Plus, I actually know the way this time, I promise. I smiled at him and started home. We walked straight for what seemed like 10 miles, but in reality, it was probably only one. Southdale was finally in sight. Wow, Avery, good job. We didn't get lost this time around, my brother said. We both busted out laughing. By now, Crash realized where we were and took the lead. He got us all the way home with only a little guidance. I walked up the stairs leading to the front door. I opened it as Crash pulled his way through. The cold air from my house hit me like a wall. It was so nice compared to the steaming outdoors. I looked at the time once again. It was 6:10. I thought, oh wow, we were out there for a little over 2 hours. Crazy. Crash, sit, I said firmly to make sure he understood me. He complied and sat down. Good boy, I said, petting him on the top of his warm head. I unhooked the leash from the loop in his collar, and he ran off into the kitchen, slipping once again. I laughed and hung up his now lightly used bright purple leash back onto the coat hook.